This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said India has become a manufacturing powerhouse due to that Make in India initiative. He said the poor, the middle class and MSMEs are getting benefited from the campaign, which has provided an opportunity to people of every class to showcase their talent. Addressing 114th episode of Mann Ki Baat on Akashvani, the Prime Minister urged the people to buy Made in India products during the coming festive season. Pointing towards the changing dynamics of jobs, the Prime Minister said the nature of jobs is changing with the emergence of new sectors. He said the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting has started 25 challenges under the theme Create in India in order to promote talent and creativity. Mr. Modi urged the creators in the country to participate in the challenge by visiting wavesindia.org. During the program, the Prime Minister highlighted the success of Swachh Bharat Mission, which is going to complete 10 years on the 2nd of October this year. Mr. Modi urged the people to take part in the cleanliness campaign, encouraging people to participate in the Mega Plantation Drive, Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam campaign. The Prime Minister said it leads to amazing results for the entire society, which is truly inspiring. In his monthly broadcast, the Prime Minister stressed on the mantra of Vikas Bhi Virasat Bhi. He mentioned the return of around 300 ancient artifacts by the United States during his recent visit to the USA. Prime Minister Modi also highlighted the importance of mother tongue. He appreciated the efforts made to preserve languages, especially Santhali language. In today's Mann Ki Baat, Prime Minister Modi said this episode is especially emotional for him as the program is completing 10 years on the 3rd of October. The Prime Minister appreciated the people associated with Akashvani, Doordarshan and Prasar Bharati, saying with their tireless efforts, Mann Ki Baat has reached this important milestone. Concluding his address, Mr. Modi greeted people for the upcoming festivals beginning Navratri. Prime Minister Modi will lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation various projects in Maharashtra worth over 11,200 crore rupees through video conferencing this afternoon. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate the Pune Metro section between District Court and Swargate. Campaigning for third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir will end this evening. 40 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase on Tuesday. Out of 40 seats, 16 are in Kashmir division, while 24 are in Jammu region. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has stated that Pakistan's policy of cross-border terrorism will never succeed and actions will certainly have consequences. He was addressing the 79th session of the UN General Assembly in New York last night. Dr. Jaishankar said the issues to be resolved between the two countries are the vacation of illegally occupied Indian territory by Pakistan and the abandonment of its long-standing attachment to terrorism. Dr. Jaishankar called for reforming multilateralism, saying the urgency of this call is highlighted by the theme of the UNGA session, Leaving No One Behind. In Nepal, the death toll from flooding and landslides after intense rainfall has reached 101, while over 45 people are injured. As per the Armed Police Force of Nepal, over 3,200 people have been rescued so far. The security personnel are engaged in round-the-clock relief and rescue operation with the help of civil servants, community-based organizations, political parties, civil society and local people as well. World Heart Day is being celebrated across the globe today. The day is observed every year on the 29th of September to raise awareness about cardiovascular diseases and promote heart health globally. This year's theme is Use Heart for Action. On the occasion, Union Minister Kiran Rijiju flagged off a 3-kilometer long marathon from India Gate to Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. In cricket, the start of play on day 3 of the second test between India and Bangladesh has been delayed due to wet outfield after overnight rain in Kanpur. The entire second day was washed out without a ball being bowled. Gulbir Singh, a 26-year-old Indian athlete, won the gold medal in the men's 5,000 meters race at the World Athletics Continental Tour in Japan yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.